Jack Schenker's on the line from Cairo. What's been happening, Jack?
Well, we've had another intense night, Matt. In my neighbourhood, I live in an apartment block just off Tahrir Square in downtown Cairo. And in my neighbourhood last night, we saw extraordinary scenes. The absence of police on the streets and the rumours of armed militias roaming through neighbourhoods, looting and attacking people, mean that the local communities have actually taken security into their own hands. All of my neighbours set up barricades. They smashed up paving stones and set up makeshift barricades at the end of every street. And if people didn't recognise you or didn't know that you were from the local community, they simply wouldn't let you in. It's a really surreal sight to see, you know, the roads where you've lived for several years and people that you've become friends with and live in close proximity to, standing there with iron bars and rods. And in the case of my doorman's son, who's only 14 years old, a 7-inch knife, to which he, you know, grinned at me and said, "Don't worry, we'll protect the building tonight." All of the young men in my apartment building took turns manning barricades. I had to go down myself and put in a quick shift. And around 5 o'clock in the morning, there was a huge commotion. There was a lot of gunfire in the streets, including gunfire in my street. And the belief is that we haven't been able to independently confirm this, that the police themselves, the Central Security Forces, have gone into plain clothes. Those staying loyal to the regime have gone into plain clothes and are attacking local communities because of the complete absence of security and looting and rioting, both for personal enrichment and to create an air of chaos that will give the government justification to send the riot police back out onto the streets. So there's a lot of confusion and a lot of drama.
The sort of position is reversed. The protesters are trying to maintain order, and the police are trying to create some sort of impression of anarchy.
Absolutely. And I mean, many protesters would argue that that's the way it's always been in Egypt, at least for the past few decades. But certainly on the streets at the moment, it's the people themselves, the local communities, which show remarkable levels of spontaneous organization, very organized shift patterns, patrols, building these barricades, and a real sense of solidarity as well. And we've seen that all over the place. I mean, in the streets around Tahrir and Aslaini, where the parliament is, which have been obviously heavily damaged and all the fierce fighting that's been going on the past few days. In the mornings, right now I'm in Tahrir Square, and you can see people picking up rubbish, trying to fix broken statues and bits of paving stone. And they say to me, you know, these are our streets. The police controlled them for so long, and they tore them apart. Now the people are back in control, and we want to, we want to prove that we care about this space and it belongs to us, and we're going to look after it.
When you were speaking earlier, I could hear sort of chatting in the background. What's the sort of the kind of protest situation?
Well, there's still several thousand in Tahrir, but interestingly, for the first time, the tanks, which have been stationed here for a few days now, are now blocking traffic from entering the square. I mean, it's hard for traffic to reach here anyway because there's so many thousands of people, but they are trying to control access, and there's speculation that means preparing the ground for the police to come out and reoccupy. There's still a lot of confusion as to the army's role, and this confusion was even more intense last night. At the end of my street, there's a flyover which leads to the Abdul Moneim Riad Square, which is one of the central squares here, which has seen a lot of fighting. And up there on the flyover was a tank, because tanks are stationed on all the main roads, and the army is keeping order, you know, up on those main roads and on the major highways and around major public buildings. But down below, only a few meters below, but it feels like a long way away where we were. There's no army and no security, and that's why neighbourhoods are taking that security into their own hands.
Is there more sign of protesters trying to befriend the army?
Yeah, the protesters are very much, at the moment still, trying to stand with the army. We constantly hear this chant in Arabic, which literally translated means that the army and the people are on one hand, basically meaning, you know, we stand together. And we're still seeing a lot of intimacy between the protesters and the soldiers. Last night, a soldier, a tank commander, in fact, bellowed through his microphone to a crowd, promising them that he understood why they were protesting, and even using very dramatic language, said, "I will rip off my army uniform right now and come down and join you. I am with you. I just ask one thing, that overnight you go home and you defend your properties and your neighbourhoods from the thugs." And people are reading into that, that, you know, by thugs, he means the Central Security Forces. And he says, please obey the curfew, because overnight we can't tell who the good Egyptians are from the bad. So please go home and defend your property. That kind of language suggests that the army is standing with the people, and certainly a lot of people believe that that's the case. But of course, last night we saw President Hosni Mubarak appoint a new vice president and a new prime minister, both of whom have strong military links. And there's a speculation that he's politically manoeuvring to ensure support from the army, so that whatever battles are to be played out in the days to come, the military will stay on his side. I'm just going to run down to the Interior Ministry now. We've heard reports, that's where a lot of the fighting was last night, and I've just heard reports that minibuses have been seen leaving the Interior Ministry, and that several bodies have been dumped out of those minibuses and left in the street near Monira Hospital, which is a few blocks further south. So that's not confirmed, but I'm going down there to check those reports.
Okay, Jack.
I'll be able to check in with you later.
Great, take care. Thanks a lot.
Great, thanks, Matt.